Atlantic City.
Okay.
Now you're okay.
Okay. So parts of the Yates Day and discuss the topic of the relationship between employers and employees. Honestly, they have to be in their dealing. And what does that have to do with our parsha?
Because that was Yaakov's obligation to Laban.
So Laban was a very tricky fellow. He tricked Yaakov many times, like Yaakov himself gives voice to. Okay, but nonetheless, Yaakov was a paragon of ethics, of honesty, and in fact, when he was about to leave, he declared to Rachel and Leah that you know that I worked for your father with honesty and integrity. Night, you watch the sheep, you see the cold and the frost and the heat of the day. And how did Laban repay him? By employing deception and trickery and lies. But that was that didn't stop Yaakov from acting with the greatest integrity. Okay? So Yaakov becomes a paragon of Emmet.
They seem to turn off all those goats and the rods and all that kind of stuff. That was like him coming back, but that was like an honest way of doing getting back. Right? I mean, he didn't lie to him or anything, he just set it up in his favor.
Yeah.
Right?
So, let's talk about the workplace. Talking to two people that are self-employed over here.
Right, Aline said to me, he said, why are you going to this class? It's not applicable.
Who said,
Aline said to me, he said, why are you going? It's not applicable. I said, Sam sent me a message, I should go.
What was the message Hashem sent you?
It was complicated.
Oh.
I'll tell you after.
The truth is, that doesn't surprise me, though. The truth is that it does apply to all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, not all of Hinnom. It is correct that a lot of obligations come from the fact that we work for people. Okay? And we hire people. That has a lot of unique obligations that if somebody is self-employed, okay, they wouldn't have. But the truth is that, did you ever accept a job yet? Do you ever have jobs for people?
Yes.
What?
Huh? You haven't heard my story. Originally, when I came down here, I worked for IRS.
Really?
Yeah.
But now, you don't have, like in the last, 6 years.
No.
Even temporarily?
No.
No.
I work for people.
Do you have employees?
Me, myself, and I.
Okay, do you ever hire
I have agents.
A barber?
I have agents. At the post office. The post office people are my agents.
Okay, you hire a barber, pet driver, somebody to mow your lawn.
God for Shella.
Somebody to paint your house.
Yes.
Do you do all that yourself?
No. Well, the hall I painted, but the living room I had to hire somebody.
So he's like a Unabomber, He's like... He has a couple of cans of tuna fish, and he's like totally self-sufficient. He lives in a cabin and right here in the heart of Silver Spring. But
the tool shed in the back.
Okay, but the truth is that we do have obligations to, even if a person is self-employed.
Yeah.
Contractors, people that we hire. Right. Okay, so there's a lot of
I hired somebody to replace my furnace. That's what.
Yeah? Did you do it?
No.
I'm going to start.
He was actually quite good there. He put in the edit for the banquet thing for him.
Oh. Thank you for joining us.
I heard him in the background banging around.
Here we have something that actually works.
These guys,
you know, they're just self-employed. They're dabblers.
And now we got to
okay, so So we're discussing here, this is the Midah that we see in our parsha of Yaakov, who is the paragon of Emes, and he was very careful about working the kol kaychai, even somebody as mendacious, okay, as Lavan. I want to read, I'll start from the fifth sharm over here a little bit. He does a very good job of summarizing a lot of the Gemara's and Halachas over here in a very short way. But we've all been through the Siyasa Sham a number of times. But what's Nikios? You know what Nikios is? Nikios means that we're not doing that veir, right? We don't speak Lashon Hara, we don't feel, right? We do the mitzvahs. But yet, the various kind of way, especially those ones that we desire, okay, of clinging to us, okay, they stick to our hands. Nikios means that we're totally clean. Not only we don't speak Lashon Hara, we don't speak Avak Lashon Hara, we're very careful, we're scrupulous. And money, in particular, you see, as a way of clinging to us, a person has to be particularly zarez and careful. So he talks different examples, now he talks about a worker. He says, the Chvar Patrua Sapayalim, Ha'is Meitzel Balabai, is the Bircha Samaitzi, the Bracha Sachron is the Bircha Samazon. Do you believe that? If you're a worker, how many brachas are there in benching? Four. Okay. But if you're a worker, the Chum said, you only have to make three. Because we'll take the right. We have few of the Kriyat Shema, even Kriyat Shema, Lechayim Lebatul Nimelachtam, El the Parsha Shema Bavad. Kriyat Shema also only the first parsha. The Kal V'Chaymer, the Ramchal says, for Dvar Rishos. Shekol Schar Schir Yoyim Asa Behen Shloy Lebatul Nimelachtam Shel Balabayim. That somebody that's a paid worker, he gets paid like by the hour, right? That would be somebody like most workers, right? They have a salary. It's not like you don't get paid for like a job, okay?
Yeah,
somebody pays you, they bring a watch, they get fixed. So then you're not being paid, you know, for the hour. So if you take a break in the middle, that's your own business. But if somebody's paying you, to work between 9 and 5, so that's Gezel, Ramchal says. Okay? Now there's a Gemara in Tainis, in Chav Gimel. It's an amazing Gemara. That Abba Chilkiah, Afilu Shalom Lehesha B'Tamidi Chacham Shasim Shalom. Shaloi Lebatam Imalachat Reyeyo. He was working for somebody, and Tamidi Chacham, they would walk by, they'd say hello to him. Abba Chilkiah, he was a distinguished person, and he wouldn't answer them. It's very rude. Why didn't he answer them?
job.
Because that takes time away from the job. You mention this? And then he quotes Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu of Asholim, the Rav Asiv, the Omer, Ayisi, the Yoim, Achalani Choyre, the Kerach, the Laila, the Tidus, nothing in the Enai. I worked in the frost and the heat, and slumber fled my eyes. Ma Ya'anu Eifo Ha'oskin Bahanaseihem, Bishat Malacha, Ubetelani Menu, Aiki Yisasko, the Chasim Isla Bitsoi. What will those that answer that take grace? That don't do their work for their own pleasures. Gezel, klalo shel davar. The rule of the matter is hatsacha eitz lachaver le'edim lachasiya. Somebody that's working, you know, per hour. He they call sha'aisav mechura itzim loy v'yayma. His time, he sold his time. V'chol ma sheyikach mehen lahanas atzmi de'ev la'ifin shiya. Eina ella gezel gamar. Okay, it's good.
But wasn't Yaakov going beyond the letter of the law when he had it too?
That's a good question.
I mean, basically to say, well, I didn't sleep, but I mean, a regular person, there would have to
That's
be some
question.
Sleep built in.
That's a good question. Okay. Now, this halacha, this is the Gemara from the Sechel Brachos.
Then when it could be a
season.
There are none.
Okay,
do you bench all the benches? Do you say all the brachos?
Yeah, I do.
So this is brought lahalacha actually. Payalim ha'aytim malacha into ba'abayit, workers that work for somebody. But katzin beberchas hamazon, they make berchas hamazon short. They shorten it. Kedei shulay levata malachas ba'abayit, in order that they don't take away from the malachas ba'abayit. Amazing tachan. They made a special called the berchas payalim. Kaitz the bracha mishana ketikna, hazan is regular. Shnia, pesach the bracha ta'aref, the koil ba b'nei Yerushalayim. The second bracha of noida, okay, it doesn't end with the bracha of al aretz al hamazon. It's koil b'nei Yerushalayim before it concludes. Okay, so the second bracha and the third bracha they're merged. We have two brachas. And what happens at Tayyaz HaMeshav, the fourth bracha, that you don't say at all. So you say two brachas, which are really like three. Okay? No, that's it. Okay. You're saying those, but they're merged. They're like summarized.
Oh, short verses.
Yeah. So the...
You don't want to say them.
You say
entirely, them. Not entirely. But you combine them together as one.
They're combined. The brachas combined. They don't have separate brachas. And Siv Beis, the Mechaber continues and he says, okay, and this comes from Hagayis Maimini, the Ha'idna. You're wondering, nobody does that, nobody does it. The Inna Va'ayla Mevrachim Kol Abba Brachas. Nowadays we say all four brachas, like regular.
Yes.
She'ein Derech B'nei Adam Akshav Lahakbid B'kach. Because people today, it's not their way to be makbid. Okay, U'mistama Daiti D'Hachim Seichim Chayalim. And Mistama, the people that hire you, employers, they hired you knowing and expecting you to bench normally. Okay? So first of all, you see the importance of moving your time to the post. Where that even Chazal, they made a special takana, a truncated birth of Samadhi to preserve the integrity of the workplace and the employer's work. Okay, to protect it. Nowadays, what do we say? Machaber says that it's not the death to be makbid, so you make four brachas. I want to ask you this. This is a question that I don't have a good answer for. What happens? What happens with a non-Muslim person? A non-religious person hires you. The Mechaber says the reason that we make all four blessings is that people are not... They expect you to bend Shredder in
there.
Right. What happens if somebody's non-religious? You've never heard of Ben Shredder.
It seems to be like nowadays, like common, all workers here, there's like coins built in there, you know, yeah. Cigarette break, coffee break, you got the...
Okay, so that's a very good point. Okay. If...
Right, it's just built into the job there that you get there.
If there's a break, it's common to take breaks. Okay. Let's say the office, you know, they set up a coffee room, right? And it's expected to go take breaks with the museum. So then that would be okay. Okay, if that's the workplace culture, if that's accepted and understood. Okay. However, if a person lingers there and takes more than right as expected, that could be very problematic. Okay? In fact, the Rambam in two places says, talks about obligations between people that go into contact with each other. And he says the rule of thumb, the klal is, that it's kafi minhag hamedina. It's kafi the local custom. Okay, so when I say that if a person takes some time from work, that's gezel, if it's the custom of your company to take a 5-minute break, okay, between 9 and 1 before lunch break, that would be okay. But if somebody, you know, was stayed a little longer and he's checking all the scores in the coffee room, he's there for half an hour, that could be very problematic, okay? Sometimes, in fact, you know, employers, they sort of expect employees to take breaks and to... They want them to be refreshed. Sometimes they want, you know, they want camaraderie. They want employees to talk together. So each workplace can have its own culture, and somebody, you know, somebody doesn't know, you need to speak to the manager, okay, or the employer. This is an amazing, this is a Gemara in Kedushin, and Daf Lamed Aleph, and it's brought lahalacha, that brought the halacha. I have written over here. Okay. What's that?
Makbid, and if you're able to be here.
Makbid means like consistent. Not makmir, makbid.
Right.
Okay. So there's a din in the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this. But it's similar to the Gemara in Tainus that I quoted, that the Mishnah reference. It's a mitzvah that say, Lakum mipnei kol chacham. The positive commandment to stand up in front of the Talmud chacham. Afili nazakein, even if he's not elderly. Elayonik v'chacham, even if he's young. Okay, afili ein rabbi, even if he's not your teacher. The mitzvah to stand up, okay? This is in Yerodea, Tosos Chavetam Machachim, from the Mishnah and Dalit. In Sidhei, Machaber continues, he says, Ein bale umiyay chayav ma'amad b'snei tam and chacham, the shah she'aitzim the malach don. If somebody's hiring you, you're a worker, okay? You're toiling away, let's say, a great Talmud Chacham, okay? Ryan Feldman, he was getting a tour of the Pentagon, okay? And he walked by Renan's office, Baron Solomon. Eva, the Tamil Kapha, and if she stands up. But Manan, he would be Kapha. Okay?
But if the president was walking with him, he would have been president.
Yeah, then that's his boss. That's different. Because that would be, he would get fired if he didn't stand. That would be his job right there. Okay? Now, what happened? What happens if Renan, he's very strong, he's very religious. He doesn't go for putter, it's okay, you don't have to. He wants to be Mahmir. Mahabra already thought of you, Renan. Okay? And he says, the Haraitza Mahmir al Asmar, somebody that wants to be sinking him himself, Ma'amad, one of Inu Mashai. He's not permitted. You know why? Because Renan's time at that moment doesn't belong to him. It's not his time.
But it does, really, because that's like applicable to maybe lower level positions. When you're at a certain level, you're not like count this second, that second.
I don't know. You're saying first. You're saying first.
Well, I'm not just saying this is the way the... Right, but I'm saying you don't like account for every second like that. It's more like lower level positions, you know, where they're like on an assembly line or something.
This is open up, actually missing a couple of pages here. It's very interesting how much they want to share with you. Okay. And the halacha is brought both in Hilchos Talmud Torah and in Hilchos Tainus. Okay, that is usher for a cheder rebbe. Okay, so it's a fan. We're not talking here about, you know, a sarbatavis. You know, now it's not as common. But there are anshe maisa, you know, that's that. You know, that's like bahab. You've heard of that.
Yeah.
Mondays and Thursdays. You know, there are certain maisa people that they fast, you know. And it was more common in the previous times for people to fast. And Mechaber says that somebody that people don't hurt us, they're not allowed to fast. They're also not allowed to stay up at night. You know why? A person wants to stay up all night and learn Torah. Survive it. He has a job to do. It doesn't say, you know, you're not just never learning. Torah. You don't have to go to sleep at 8 o'clock, but...
If it only implies they have to fast.
Yeah, the person is up, you know. He just bought a new spacer. He can't put it down, right? He's going to an Indian shop that always interested him. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. He has to close the spacer. He has to go to sleep. The Magen Avraham, this is the Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, says this halacha is not just for somebody that teaches children, but even any employee, okay, has to make sure that he's well rested in order to fulfill his duties to his employees. Very interesting, okay? Somebody's there in body. Okay, but he's only at the 50%, the 60%, or the 70%. So that's the type of theft, really, right? They're paying you for your full self, and the person is not contributing what he needs to do. I was this past year. So me and my wife were invited to speak to the the Sacrament of Toronto, they had a big Sabbath holiday. Yeah. So we went to Canada, and there was Keshuvim there in the school. There was a lot of touch of the people in the city. The Reish from Shlomo Miller, who is one of the giants in North America, they had a session for the teachers there. Question and answer, and at the beginning gave a little introduction, simple thoughts, you know. And he said, he didn't quote the Shulchan Aruch to my knowledge, I don't remember, but subsequently I saw that the Mishnah should then, he said, you have to make sure as teachers to go to sleep on time. Because you can't give your phone. The truth is that when you're a teacher, when you're teaching kids, you're Rebbe, there are always kids misbehaving and doing things and provoking you. Right. And if you're a little moody, okay, because if you didn't get to sleep, you know, you're liable to do something, you know, that's not really, you know, fair to the child. Okay, and that can have its own serious consequences. Right, if you're a rabbi and you're shul, that's right, exactly right.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, it's open over here.
He gets
a lot of honor for it.
Ah, you hear that?
Ah, but we're talking about when you're. No, but are we discussing there what your obligations are? You know, you're getting paid by the hour, getting paid by this, by the day. Yeah, you're coming. I don't know. You're getting paid in bits.
Bigger.
Right. I mean, it is. But
I'm going to read a little bit from Aruch HaShulchan. And the host of Kriya Pyalim. Okay, and he talks about some of these dinim, about the davening and venting that were truncated. And he concludes, V'yakopanim l'manu means that kama chiyuv al hapayal lasayis melasay be'emuno. We see from here how important it is for a worker to discharge his obligation be'emuno. What does that mean, Mr. Seamus? Be'emuno. Truthfully, but faithfully. And how careful workers need to be in this. Now that sounds very frightening, yes, right? It sounds like this is, you know, scary. It's great, you know, scrutiny, great, you know, obligation that we have to be so careful. So he says, don't lose heart. How great and wonderful is the work that was discharged faithfully. V'amru chazal chaviva malacha mitzchus avayis. That doing work faithfully is even a greater merit to somebody than chesavis. We all know how integral chesavis is, right? Because chesavis is tzila mamon and malacha maktil nisfashay. Okay, that chesavis it protects our monetary assets, but doing malacha faithfully, yet that protects our lives. Okay? So here we go. Now, what type of obligations do we have to employees? Okay, now, I don't know if Renan has employees. He has people working under him. Okay, but you don't pay them. Uncle Sam pays them. You just open up the file and put your comments in. To have, right? But, But the truth is, you have employees, right? You hire somebody to mechanic to fix the car. Okay, you hire somebody to cut your hair.
Occasionally.
Not this guy.
You know, even yet, you know, sometimes he's not entirely self-sufficient. Okay, sometimes he even hires people. This is the closest thing that we have to self-sufficiency. Okay, you hire a babysitter. You hire a dog sitter, like Kyan. Okay, you bring your dog to the kennel.
That way,
I'm
cool. Also, do actually have like a fancy name.
It's a very important halacha. Over here. Very, very important halacha. What is that? What is that halacha? It's so nagia all of us. It's called what? Baal Tolan. What's Baal Tolan mean? The Yoimai Titan Kara. In fact, this mitzvah has an say, commandments, and a loisa say. Okay? And the mitzvah is that if you hire a worker, it could be the guy that's cutting your grass, or it could be somebody cutting your hair, or babysitting your children, taxi drive, anything like that. There's an obligation to pay your worker on that day. Okay? And if he concludes during the day and Shkia passes, so that could be a contravention of the Sasei and be a negative.
Well, what it depends on, like, what's customary. Like, when you get a haircut, so then you're supposed to pay. Lots of these people who mow the lawn, they're probably like a monthly thing or something. It's not each time they mow the lawn.
Right, so that's a good point.
Well, that's the equivalent.
That's a good point. So, but let's say a babysitter, right? This is its own common, right? You go, you have parent-teacher conferences, right? You have little children at home. And then you come home. And you say, how much is this? It was 3 hours, 12 hours a day, 26. You have your wallet. You don't have any cash in it. You only have a fiver. She doesn't have a credit card machine there.
Give her a Bitcoin.
That could be a serious problem. Okay? That could be a serious problem. So, what's best to do in such a situation is before you hire her, you look at your wallet. And you say, okay, so you don't have any cash on me. Is it okay, right? I send you a check tomorrow. Or to pay you with a check. Is that okay? So paying with a check, at least in non banking hours, that's not so simple that qualifies as payment. May or may not. Okay? So, what it's best to do, okay, is to stipulate, okay, clearly, or articulate what the maintenance is, and then if it's agreed, okay, that's the seder, okay? Stipulate right afterwards, then they could be Michael, you know, you have to ask them, but you know, that would be after the fact. You can ask them, is it okay if I pay you tomorrow, okay? But that's really, you know, it should be done before, okay? This is something that's very common. When a person does pay, a person should have in mind. It's something of positive mitzvah. Right? And what happens when we take a lulav and an eskis for the first time, right? We're very joyous that we're doing a mitzvah. Okay, when we pair with different times, it's also a very special mitzvah, v'yamoti tzimtzkara. Okay, so the person should realize that he's engaged. Yes, when you do take a haircut, okay, then maybe you'll take a haircut more often now, because it's an opportunity. Okay, to be mekayim a mitzvah sasei in the Torah. Okay, an interesting halacha about Poland is that you have been, you're not either unless the person that you owe money to is tevea you, claim, you know, asks you for the money. Okay, you're not seeing the door, right? The gardener. Okay. If he doesn't ask, okay, this is partially negeah what Yitz was talking about before. Okay. So I'm sort of just removing the element of the fact that, you know, the custom, but just the fact that he's in Tevea, that itself is a cause for you not to be oivir. However, it's brought down in the Paiskim that even though you weren't oivir the love, there, you know this? None. It's still an iftar. It's still an iftar. That's what the place can say. I think it comes from a Zion.
Okay. We are obligated.
What?
We're obligated. So therefore, you don't have to. You didn't say anything. You're still obligated. Just get just the hook.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah. So, a person has to be very careful. And the Avakas of the Chaim, the Sikha, the Zinus, he says this, Bonati Shakol Zabalahem. He wonders about people that are very scrupulous about all types of mitzvahs, about they buy the best lulav and the best esrog, right? They send their children to the best yeshivas, and they get the best matzahs, and they have the finest sukkah. But they're not careful about this mitzvah, and he's bewildered about that, because this is a very serious mitzvah, has an essay in a life essay. And he wonders about the propriety of it. And he says that he thought about this, and he realized that people don't know, and that's why they're not careful. And therefore, a person has to know the halacha and has to be careful to make sure that he's doing what's incumbent upon him. Ignorance is no excuse. Okay, but this is a mitzvah that somebody could.
It doesn't count for a weekly contract. If you pay weekly,
right.
So it doesn't count for that.
Right.
You have to pay
him at the end of the week. That day.
Right.
Okay, that day before she gets. So the best thing is to stipulate exactly when he gets paid, to be careful about it, to be aware. Okay, and to and like Yitz pointed out, there could be certain, obviously, like minhagim and things like that, but it's understood, you know, that there's like a payment period, it's not due right to the end of the month. So far, you know, like that would also extend the deadline. So it's best to be certain, to be careful, okay, to speak it out clearly what the parameters of payment are, when they're due, and to make sure when you do hire somebody that you have cash in hand. Cash in hand to be able to discharge, okay, your obligation. Shataya. Mr. Hashem, we should have that trust. We should merit to emulate Yaakov Avinu, that was the paragon of this need of Emmet.
So I mean, you could apply this to all of it. So like, let's say you rent a car, and then you pay for the car, so then you say, well, I'm doing a mitzvah because I'm paying for the car.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
and those things that you rent, I believe, are also included.
Yeah.
So that's right. There's a lot of opportunities to do this. They
avail.
And
you
have vulnerabilities to avail by the same token. So,
that's right. They abound. They're all around them. Shakayach Rabbi Sai. Don't leave without a check. I've been chasing around last
thank
night.
Thank you
very much. This
thank
morning
you.
I came to see you.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the month.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm going to go to the next one.